Hey, and welcome to episode 2 of This Day in Tech with your host, Lenny J. I'm sorry I couldn't upload yesterday. I did say that I'm going to try to make it daily, but if I can't, then, you know, I apologize. But this is episode 2, and the podcast is now available on iTunes. It is available on SoundCloud as well as YouTube. So check out all those places if you want to put it on your iPod, your iPhone, get it on iTunes. If you just want to chill, listen to it, stream it on SoundCloud and your Android device, you could do that as well. So this episode is going to be slightly different than the other episode that I did the other day. Instead of talking about multiple articles, I'm just going to talk about one thing that happened yesterday, one huge thing that happened yesterday. Verizon is buying AOL, if you did not know, for $4.4 billion. That is insane. I actually had no idea that AOL was worth that much money. So what does this mean? Basically, AOL, so according to Verizon and according to the execs, AOL will run as a separate division within Verizon. And the article on Engadget says, it appears that AOL will be run as a separate division within the business, but using Verizon's distribution channels to widely circulate content from its brands, including TechCrunch and the Huffington Post. So there you go. They're supposed to be separate divisions within AOL, but all owned by Verizon. Now, the issue that I have and a bunch of people have with this, and Engadget tried their best to make the issue not an issue, but the issue really is, what's Verizon going to do when it comes to the editorial journalistic standards of both Engadget and TechCrunch and all the other blogs that they have? Now, we all know Engadget, TechCrunch, all these blogs, they are pro net neutrality. But Verizon is against net neutrality. So issues don't just lie with net neutrality. Also, the issue being brought up is, how is Verizon going to handle when Engadget and TechCrunch have to write a negative type of article about them? Things happen to Verizon, privacy issues, these types of stuff, you know, they come to light. And just one was posted today about Verizon, and Engadget posted the article. So the issue is that people are having is, how are we supposed to trust Engadget and TechCrunch to post articles that have a negative connotation towards Verizon, or are they going to just skip those articles altogether? Now, if you didn't know, just last year, Verizon had a website, a tech website that they had. I don't know the name of it, but the people who wrote for that site were not allowed to write negative things about Verizon. The site did not last long, and it was a huge debate and a huge issue amongst geeks and nerds and tech people, tech journalists all over the place. The Verge and Engadget, they were all writing all these articles about that website, saying, you know, basically, don't go to that website for news because it's tainted. So that's the issue people are having with Verizon now owning AOL. So Engadget's editor-in-chief, his name is Michael Gorman, and I hope I'm saying all that correctly. People posted an article yesterday reassuring people that Verizon is not buying Engadget's editorial, but they're buying Engadget. The article basically is saying that, don't worry about Verizon owning us. We're still going to be separate, independent journalists who are ethical, and we're not going to censor anything. We don't care if Verizon doesn't support net neutrality, or if they post an article about privacy issues. If news comes out about their privacy issues that Verizon Wireless has had, they're going to post that stuff. So Verizon is not going to own Engadget's editorial. That's what the article says. Okay, so the most reassuring part about that article says, but it doesn't matter who pays our salaries. We're not in the business of censorship. Engadget's editorial isn't for sale. It never has been, and it never will be. Not as long as I, an executive editor, Christopher Trout, are running things. So the issue that people are having now with this article is, in the comment section, they're saying, we don't believe you. Verizon's not buying Engadget's editorial. Yes, we know this, right? But you give it about a month or two and things are going to change. It's the inevitable. Things are going to change. People are citing how CNET and other websites that weren't owned by CBS, that are now owned by CBS, have changed. And this is the truth. CNET has changed. And this, I can't help but think back when Joshua Topolsky and Nilay Patel and all those people from Engadget years ago left because they didn't like the AOL way. That was the thing I read about it. They left because they weren't happy with AOL owning Engadget and what AOL wanted to do with the site. So this is all I can think of is happening again. This history is repeating itself. Verizon's now going to own AOL, and these new editors, these new writers for Engadget are probably going to leave, because it is the inevitable. If you ask me, it is the inevitable. Verizon is going to change things at Engadget. It's going to happen. Now, I feel like Michael Gorman in this article is not lying to me. I feel like he will fight to the death to keep things the way they are. But in the end, it's going to change. And he's probably going to end up leaving. Now, this is just my opinion. This is a podcast. This is just my opinion. But yes, I do believe things will change, will begin to change. And I feel that a lot of the writers and staff members at Engadget will get extremely pissed off. And they will probably end up leaving. Now, let's just hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, because I actually don't dislike Engadget. There are certain tech websites that I'm not going to say the name of. And there are actually big tech websites that I don't read and I don't like. I read every now and then, but I don't like the way they write articles. I don't like the way the sites have changed. And I'm not going to say any names. But Engadget, I actually do keep coming back to read what they've posted. And yeah, sometimes it's a little disappointing. But I mean, I'm never going to be 100% satisfied with any news organization, any news blog, or whatever the heck in the U.S. or just in the world, honestly. So yeah, that's that. Engadget is probably going to change. That's just, I really hope I'm wrong. That's what I'm just going to say, that I really hope I'm wrong. But I definitely do feel that in this article, he's not lying. I feel like Michael Gorman is not lying, and he will try his hardest to keep Engadget the way it is, to keep Engadget free of censorship. But in the end, it's probably just going to fail. It probably is. People are going to, no matter what, even if things did stay the same, people will be like, oh, no, it's changed. Engadget's changed since Verizon bought AOL. No matter what, people are going to say that. But the thing is that they're just saying it. The thing is, I hope that they're saying it because they're just ignorant and things really haven't changed, rather than things really have changed and they're saying it. So the way everything was presented yesterday, let's just hope that Verizon is correct. Let's just hope that Engadget is correct. That Verizon is buying AOL to help AOL distribute its blogs, its companies, TechCrunch, Huffington Post, Engadget. Let's just hope that AOL really will continue to be a separate division and Engadget won't lose its editorial, ethical, journalistic values. Let's just hope that, right? To move on from this, one of the most interesting things that came out of the report yesterday was not, I mean, yes, they're buying them and this and that, and then you think of editorial and this for Engadget and TechCrunch, at least I do. But I read an article the other day, and I can't remember what website, right? But I just did a quick search to make sure I got my facts straight. Now, 2.1 million people still use AOL dial-up. 2.1 million people. I remember back in the day when I was like, 10? 11? I don't know how old I was, but I remember that AOL dial-up sound. Like, that was so, it's just nostalgia now, but it's nothing I'd ever want to go back to. But it's just crazy how 2.1 million people still use AOL dial-up. And of course, you know, it's still around because you have people who are in lower circumstances and they still want internet, and you have other issues that arise with that. And I understand that fully, but it's just insane that in this day and age, just to even think of 2.1 million people still using AOL dial-up. So in the article that was posted yesterday by TechCrunch explaining the Verizon buyout of AOL, they posted a snippet, and this snippet is just, it's just insane to me. Like, just hearing of this news is insane. I never actually cared to read about AOL's quarterly reports, right? But here's a snippet of it. The other area of AOL's business that is a fit for Verizon is the company's still lingering dial-up business, which remains a big generator for AOL. Last quarter, pulling in $182.6 million. Now, they did say that was a decline of 7% from a year ago, right? But then the article continues by saying that $182.6 million is still a majority of the company's operating income. The dial-up, I just didn't know the dial-up was still AOL's thing. Like, I just, when I think of AOL, I don't even think about America Online anymore. Like, I just think of AOL, the website you go to when you want to read stuff, or the website that owns Engadget and TechCrunch. Never thought about dial-up. That's just insane to me. But of course, like I said, I understand there are circumstances that people are in, and that's why they still are a part of that 7%. Now, if you can hear cars and trucks, it's just because my window's open, the AC's broke, like I said the other time. It's supposed to be getting fixed tomorrow. Yeah, I'm excited for that. Anyway, so that's the end of this episode. I just wanted to talk about Engadget, TechCrunch, AOL, Verizon. Just let me know what you think. If you're listening to this on SoundCloud, then definitely leave a comment on YouTube. Definitely leave a comment. If you are listening to this on iTunes, then thank you for listening to it on iTunes. And you can tweet at me. The Twitter handle is at TNBlogOfficial. And you can also go to the YouTube page, which is titled Tech Nation. Just go to youtube.com/TNBlogOfficial and check out some of my videos. I post reviews and things like that. And this podcast will actually be on there, probably a little later than it will be on all the other platforms. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you tomorrow with another full episode, not just one article, of This Day in Tech with Lenny J. Thank you, and I will see you later. Peace.